The big full moon rises bright and papery white, like a thin, sharp disc pinned against the dark December night, and seems to hover over the horizon. Standing on the sidewalk, I look up, watching the black silhouette of a nightbird flying in and around the shadow of thin, grasping bare branches, and I pull my coat tightly around me. It looks, I think to myself, moonstruck, addled by the sight, unable to pull my gaze away, as though a hole has been opened in the sky. Winter, I am reminded by the view, has a silver lining. It turns us inward. Now, even as we string tiny white lights and tie silvery ribbons on paper-wrapped packages, we are falling into the deepest, darkest time of the year. The days are so short, the school buses are barely through with their after-school run before darkness falls completely. In some of the more remote areas, the children walk up driveways to houses whose windows already glow warm and golden. The cold has already made itself at home, and the chill has settled in. These days it is startling to move into the kitchen to make dinner, spurred by the violet sky visible through the windows, and discover it is still so early, not even 5 o'clock. Or to look up from a book or the computer and yawn and stretch, surprised to find it's nowhere near as late as you thought. I know the darkness gets to some people. I have friends who take such a hit from the change of seasons, they worry and fret about it all year, dreading the deep mood that will overtake them when winter comes. They hold summer months like a condemned man might hold on to one last bowl of ice cream. They clutch it, savor it, and taste it, mourning the moment it will melt away. When December arrives, in spite of the carols and parties and decorations, they suffer from the lack of sunlight and seem to fold in on themselves. I learned a long time ago the bleakness of winter doesn't bother me as much, unless it goes on and on and on, and some winters it does begin to feel as though the gray days will last forever. But I wonder if, perhaps, I am a natural-born cave dweller. My hibernating place is the old chaise lounge in my living room, next to the fireplace. I sit there and wrap my legs in a blanket. The lamps create pools of light in the shadowy room, one carefully aimed over my shoulder as I sit and read. The rugs on the floor are a deep red. My house becomes more than just a shelter. It is a place to be a hermit when it suits me, a place to hide away. And that's where I go when darkness falls. When I have stared at the big silver dollar December moon so long I can still see it when I close my eyes, I turn away. I know it's time to go inside. Thank you.